I am very thankful of the opportunity that I have to talk with boys that are coming from the big USA to Lone Hill, Jerusalem, before Yom Tov Shavuos. And I have to start with... to apologize that my English is not such a perfect English, because I'm not an American born. I didn't have the shliach to be born in America. I had the shliach to be born in Eretz Yisrael and Eretz HaKodesh. So my English is not so perfect. It's a weak English. You will forgive me. I hope you will understand what I want to say. It is a very important opportunity, because people from all the world that are coming here in Eretz Yisrael, and it's coming to be the day of Matan Torah, and we know that the Medrash says of Mposuk, Uze'av Oretz Ahi Toiv, Ein Torah Ketoires Eretz Yisrael, means the Torah in Eretz Yisrael is not the same as the Torah in the whole big world, even if you are in Lakewood or you are in Cleveland in Tens, but it is not Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is something special. And now that we are standing just in the 2 days before the big Yom Tov, knowing that you are learning Baruch Hashem, and you are waiting to this big day, as it says in the holy books, that in these days is Matan Torah, as it is coming another time to the world. Every year when it comes this day, it is just as if, not b'chol yom yu b'einecho kechadoshim, but it is mamish Matan Torah. As they say, that it is as Yom Adin for everybody, how close he will be to the Torah, how much he will have connection to the Torah, how much the Torah will lead him in this year that is coming of us, the Torah. So being here in such a yeshiva, so close to Mukom HaMikdash, with the Rosh Yeshiva that is so, with Ahavas Torah, as you can see and as you know, I want to talk about something that may be very important for everybody of you, as we are talking today, with a perspective of 20, 30, 40 years from today. There is something very interesting in this Yoy Matan Torah about the big noise that God made in this day. It is a Medrash Tilim Kuf Yutes. A very interesting medrash. Omar lohem Moshe lebnei Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu says to bnei Yisrael, Kesherotza HaKadosh Baruch Hu livrois es oilomoi, when God had to create the world, so it's not a simple work to create a whole world. Loiboru HaKadosh Baruch Hu eretz v'shomayim bekoil godoil elo bedmomo dako. The world was created very silent. It was very quiet when God created the world. It's Eretz v'shomayim, in everything that we know today in the world, from upstairs, from the moon and the sun, bis downstairs to the ocean, this was in 6 days that God created, as we believe. And God created the world very silent, no noise. It was a very silent world. Matan Torah was not the same as creating the world. It was bekoilo isubrokim. And Chazal are continuing. It was so gewaldig, as they say, koil Hashem Choytzev lahavois eish, koi Hashem yechoyle layolois vayechsef yehorois, and umois oilom asked one the other. They were very, very not calm. They were very scared, and they asked one the other, "What's doing in the world? It's very, very noisy. Something bad is happening." And Malachim said to the world, "You don't have to be afraid. Hashem ois Le'amoy yitein. God is giving Torah for His children. Hashem yevorech es amoy v'asholoim It will be peaceful. You don't have what to be afraid. But we see from this Medrash that Matan Torah was a special Indian. It should be noisy. It should be Bekoil Rash Godoil. So much Koilos that David HaMelech says in this capital. Koil Hashem Bakoyach. Koil Hashem Behodo. Koil Hashem Shoiver Arozim. In all the Koilos are talking about Matan Torah. As it says in the Chumash, that God came out with so many angels from upstairs, downstairs, and it was very, very noisy. Koilos Ubrokim. Leonon Koimed Aloho. So there is something that it is very interesting. Why did God give the Torah special in such a situation full of noise? What does it mean, the noise? In this question, it's getting to be harder if we know a little bit the history. The history was that in Vov B'Sivan, Zayin B'Sivan, God gave the Torah, and Shiva also B'Tammuz, it wasn't so far, Moshe Rabbeinu had to break the Luchas because Lech Reit Kishiches Ancho, Klal Yisrael, had a very big sin, Avoidezore, Eile Eloyecho Yisrael. It was so close to Matan Torah, as the Posuk says, Oida Melech Bim Siboy, Neir Dinosan Reichoy. You are sitting with a party with the king, and you are doing something that smells very bad. It was so close. Then we know that Moshe Rabbeinu went upstairs, Vaichal Moshe Pnei Hashem Eloikov, and he asked and he begged, until God said, okay, it will come Yom Kippur, we will have a second time Matan Torah. Luchos Shniyos. But Luchos Shniyos will be very silent. It won't be with such a big trask. As Chazal say, Ein lecho yofe min atznius. The best thing is to be silent. Nobody should know. And what is the proof? Sheluchos Rishoinos shenitnu befaresye nishberu. First Luchos, Michtav Elohim, Chorus al Luchos, from God to Jewish people, and it was a mess. Nishberu. Luchos, Shniyos, Shenitnu Betzin o Niskaimu. Rashi brings it in Parshas Kisiso. So everybody is asking, no surprises by God. So if God knows that Ein Lecho Yofe Min Atznius, why didn't he give the Torah in the first time? It's news. So it would be the best thing. The first Luchos would stay. It wouldn't be broken. It wouldn't be Shivos Obetavus and Tisha B'Av and all the bad things that happened to the Jewish folk. So we would just make a very simple thing, bringing the Luchos silently, and it would be okay. And as I say, it wasn't just that it wasn't silent. No, we see that God wanted to make it very, very, very noisy. It can be not silent, but not so noisy. No, God made it in the highest volume. As you know, that a young boy from this yeshiva, from other yeshiva, when they want to hear something in the tape, something, a niggun, a dance niggun, so they are raising the volume that you cannot sit like near to the, because the love, it should be very loud. You are going to a wedding, you can't talk with yourself even, because it's so loud. And you're asking the orchestra, why are you so loud? So they say, because the young boys are coming and they say, it's not enough, make it louder, we want to dance. So you want to dance? Why has it to be that my ears should be shut down? If it's not so high, it's not for me. So highest that you can think, was Matan Torah higher? What is the big deal in being so noisy? Why? What is the purpose of such a mahalach that God is doing? Koilo Yisub Rokim, Koil Hashem Bakoyach. Who needs it? If you are looking in Sefer HaKodesh Fasemes in Parshas Kisiso, he is talking in one piece on this question, and he says, if it wouldn't be in the first place very noisy, it wouldn't be in the second place it would be helpless. It has to start very, very high, and then you can consider to give Luchay Shniyos B'tznius. But the Tznius is the second part. It has to start noisy. It wouldn't be noisy Luchas Rishonos. Would Luchay Shniyos wouldn't have the success. But he's not explaining why. Why does it have to be noisy? What is the use of to be so noisy? And when we are thinking about it, it is very important because Matan Torah is not history. Matan Torah, as I said, is something that every year, when it comes to this day, Vov B'Sivan, Yoy Matan Torah, it is Mishadesh, and there are people that have the schus, they can hear Koilo Subrokim today also. We are waking up the same big Madrege from this day up to today, from Beis Alofim Tov Ben Ches until Hey Alofim Tov Shin Samech Hey. It's 3,330 years, but it's coming back every year. If somebody has very clean ears, in clear ears, he can hear it. So it's coming in Yirtzeh Hashem this Friday. It will be again such a routine that God is giving for this year Matan Torah b'koilo subrokim after the bad experience that God saw with the chetu egel. So why should God repeat this thing that wasn't so good? Luchos rishonos shenitnu b'faresye nishtabru ein lecho yofe min atznius. So I want to explain some point that, as I said, it is an afkemine haloche lemaise. I have to add that I have to be very careful. You shouldn't go out from this lecture thinking that you have to be wild. But there is something in to be wild when you are very hysteric, when you want very much to hear something. I will tell you something very, very special from the grandfather of the Sfasemes. His name was Der Chidushe Harim. He was the father's father of the Sfasemes. He says a very interesting idea about the Rashi in Parshas Dvorim. In Parshas Dvorim, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Am Yisrael, Divrei Toichochois. He is not talking things that will be pleasant to the ears of Jewish people. Eile advorim asher diber Moshe el kol Yisroel. Klal Yisroel has to listen to Moshe Rabbeinu when he is talking divrei toichoche. And he says there, one posuk, Vatikrevun eilai kulchem. You came to me, everybody of you, and you asked me, we want to send spies to Eretz Yisroel to see if we can win the war or not. So Rashi says, in name from Chazal, Vatikrevu ne'elai kulchem means ne'orim doichafim es hazkenim vezkenim doichafim es hanesim. Everybody pushed the other. Everybody wanted Moshe Rabbeinu should listen to him. Moshe, Moshe, let's send meraglim. We have to send spies. But it was kulchem. It wasn't good as you came close to Moshe Rabbeinu. It wasn't with a Seder. If it would be with a Seder, it wouldn't be Kulchem. It would be Rosheichem, Zikneichem, Shoitreichem, Koilish Yisrael, with a Seder. You weren't polite. You came very wild. And Rashi adds, in another time, in Parshas Ekev, Moshe Rabbeinu tells us about Matan Torah that there you made it very nicely, very gently. Vatikrevun eilai rosheichem zikneichem You were afraid maybe you will die because you cannot stand such a big maimed as Onoichi Milo Yilecho. So you sent a delegation to Moshe Rabbeinu, and it was so gentle, and so nice, and so polite. This is Rashi. So Rashi says, here, by the Meraglim, you were pushy. It's not good. There, by Matan Torah, you were gentle. So the Chiddush Harim says, if they were gentle, and Moshe Rabbeinu wants to give them a compliment, this is not the place. In Parshas Dvorim is the place when Moshe Rabbeinu is moichiach Jewish people of bad things that they have done. Not to give a compliment of a good thing. This is in Parshas Nitzovim, in Parshas Vayelech. Don't make a mishmash. What are you telling them now? A nice thing that they have done? So the Chiddush Harim says, no, it's a mistake. We don't understand the deepness of Rashi. Moshe Rabbeinu meant to tell Jewish people, you had behaved bad in both places. When it had to be to talk about spies, you had to send people polite with a seder. When it was there in Matan Torah, in such a day, and you want to say that Moshe Rabbeinu should say the Dibros because you want to hear Torah, there you had to push. I'm not searching after politeness when you are in such a situation that you hear Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu. Push! You have to beg later this person that you pushed, he should forgive you. Maybe Erev Yom Kippur you will be Mephias. But when you are coming as an old person from Moshe Skenim, how do you say Moshe Skenim? He is an old person from a home for old people, and he's going as, and he says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, maybe you can say the Dibros, I want to say what God says. This is not worth, I'm waiting, you should push, and you should scream, and you should say for an older people, God, go away, I want to go to Moshe, you should tell me what God wants. Just as if it would be chas v'sholem pikuach nefesh. You see that the ceiling is falling down, so you are not saying politely, go slowly. You are running away because you see that the ceiling is falling down and you are afraid and you boss of a dog in the whole matamim. Oi, I will get a scratch. I'm afraid from a little bit blood. So you are running. You are in an ecstasy. You are hysteric. So Moshe Rabbeinu says to Jewish people, you had to be hysteric to hear Torah. Divrei Elohim Chaim. No, you were there very, very under control, and you said, God is talking, it's too sharp for us. Moshe has to talk. But even Moshe, we will send a delegatie, a mishlachat from nice people, all the Rosh Yeshivas, and they will talk politely with Moshe Rabbein, and they will explain, we want to hear your lecture, but we want to sit. We want also to sleep a little bit in the middle, so don't scream. And let us be very gentle. So this is the Toichocha of Moshe Rabbeinu. This is not how it has to be. It has to be with a big, big ecstasy, with a big extremist lavus that is not paying attention to politeness between people. This is the Chiddush Harim. Somebody would say, and somebody told me, this is somebody that is a chosid. This word is, a chosid is talking like this. Chosidim are pushing and going, but maybe it's not so. Ois gehalten. So I showed him that the Chiddush Harim has a raya from a Yerushalmi in Shkolim. Yerushalmi in Shkolim says almost the same. Hey Nikro Veloini voice. We are reading in the Torah, and it's amazing. It came to Matan Torah, Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. Jewish people slept. God is coming to say the lecture. And where is the crowd? Sleeping in the beds. But it comes to the Meraglim. Vatikrevu Neilai Kulchem. You came to me. So, it is very similar, and it's a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi doesn't have Davke mit Chassidim. So we know. that God has a complaint on Jewish people. You are making the opposite. When you need to be polite, you're wild. But you need to be wild, you're polite. So nobody has against politeness. But it has to be something that will take you from your deep sleep and will shake you and will give you the understanding it is burning a big fire, the ceiling is falling down. Just as if we will be in a hotel and somebody will say it's a big bomb in the hotel. In 10 minutes, everybody that will be in the hotel will die. So what are we doing? Everybody is sleeping in the hotel. It's 8 o'clock in the morning. Who is not sleeping? This is the best time to sleep. Matzah Yesheni. So what would we do? We can knock on the door very politely. He wait that he should say, come on in. And I'm come on in. So very, very politely I say, you know, there is some people that say that in 10 minutes the building will blow out. So what is... This is how you talk. Mishigener! How would we go in? We would knock on the doors and scream and be so wild because we have to save people. It's not the time to go, okay, Vetzad Agudel. So if somebody is Toiredik, the Gemara says that Rav Lozo ben Pedos, he was the biggest Talmud of Rav Yochanan here in Eretz Yisrael. He was going in the street and talking and learning. And it was so wild that they found his carpet upstairs and he was two streets downstairs because he was so wild to talk in learning that it was very warm in Tverje. So he took down his suit, put it on the floor and ran and talked in learning. So we would say, it's not a polite person. He's not polite. He's not a man. He doesn't behave. But if you are Toiredik, the Rachaim HaKodesh says in Parshas Kisovoy, when Jewish people would know how deep and sweet is Torah, they would go crazy. We see today young people in your years. There is somebody that has very nice voice. I don't know what means nice voice, because to be nice, it's very, very, everybody thinks that this is nice. I heard sometimes somebody, so he was so hoarse, and his voice was so ugly to my ears, but there are people that are clever for me, and they say, he is a singer, and he's standing there, and he's shouting, and there are people, thousands of young people, and they are dancing, and knocking, and making. So somebody that does not understand is looking, and he says, they are crazy, you have to give them pills. Don't be afraid they are taking pills over. Why should it look like this? So the young people say, you don't understand, you're an old man, you have to go in hospital. This is our life. This is how it goes. So we are standing here in trying to understand how God gave us the Torah in the first time. It would be so that God would be very polite. In Matan Torah would be very with Yishuv Hadas. And God would send Moshe Rabbeinu to knock on every door, silent, and say silent to everybody, wake up, brush your teeth, put on your shoes. God is waiting to give the Torah, but don't rush. Don't rush, go. So Am Yisrael would stay in the same mud that he was before. Am Yisrael was in a very deep mud. God took him out from Mitzrayim. Oy davoy nezore, megal le'aroyes, shoyfchei domim. In 50 days, he wants to give them the Torah. Because he knows that a Jewish neshome is very holy. But he has a body around him. And this body is bad. And he is making somebody to be lazy when it comes to Ruchnius, and very, very not lazy when it comes to Gashmius, to eat, to drink, to do other things. So God understood that this nation, Jewish nation, needs to have, as they say of Jewish, Gibma Shokl. It has to be so noisy that everybody should be afraid. Everybody should be shaky. Chazal say that if we hear a ram, how do you say ram of English?
A microphone.
Thunder.
Wie sagt man a borok, a blitz, a
lightning.
And then what comes? Ram. So Chazal say, why did God create ram? Lefashet akmum mishebalev. We have very crooked hearts. A crooked heart cannot be straight if you are not afraid. When you are afraid, oh, so in this minute that you say, oh, your heart is going to be back as it was when God created him. Not so crooked as the person leaded him in his life. So if we want to wake somebody up and say that there is burning a big fire, we have to be very, very noisy. And this noise is making that everybody of Jewish people got back to his shoresh as God created him. And with this fear that they had, they got rid of all the bad things that they got used to 210 years in Mitzrayim. It wasn't easy to live in Mitzrayim with such dirty goyim that were so dirty in the big averos. A Jewish person has a soul that the averos are not, they do not belong to him. He's doing it once, he's doing it twice, he's falling down, but it's not a part of his soul. But if he's doing it another time and another time, so it's there, and you have to get rid of it. How are you getting rid of it? If you are shivering, if you are hearing such a big noise and you are shivering, you are getting rid of you being so fat with you being spoiled. So we understand that when God wanted to give Torah 50 days after it is Mitzrayim, he had to give a big shock for Jewish people. They should be shocked. It is true, it didn't last long. Just as if those people that we wake up 8 o'clock in the hotel, we are dragging them out with a big, big shiver, and then comes the police and says, nothing happened, it wasn't a bomb. So everybody says, and what is everybody doing? They're going back to the bed and they're going back to sleep. And such a thing is not lasting long, but it has something that no thing can do. It is giving you a shock. You are getting rid of things that are with you so many years, for 10 minutes, for 10 days. Something is happening with you. Then it comes Yom Kippur and you have charote, what you have done with the angel. Then, says God, I used already my noise. Yeah, now I will use my silence. So Matan Torah has those both parts. Shvuas, Luchas Rishoinois, are attached to noise, to a trask, to a balagan, to a shiver. We have to give a shokel. And then it comes Yom Kippur, and Klal Yisrael is not eating, and is not sleeping, and is not drinking. So after 24 hours, he is in ability to get the Torah the second time, deeply, silently. So if we understand this whole process, we understand that this week, Friday, it must be for us an opportunity to be another time in the situation of Luchois Rishoinois Bedaike. Because if our soul won't have the big excitement of those Luchois Rishoinois, so Luchois Shnius Yom Kippur won't affect so much. This is our opportunity. I know a lot of people that it comes Shavuos and it goes away. It's not leaving some impression. Another day. Yeah, we were awake at night, so we slept the whole day. and we were awakened another night and slept all day, and so after a good cheesecake, Baruch Hashem, we hold Kriyas HaTorah also, a little bit sleepy, but we're here, it's all great. We went through the Shavuos. This is a waste of a gift that nobody in the world has. This is a gift that God gave for Jewish children. Ki lekach toiv nosati lochem, and he screams toirosi al ta'azoivu. Torah is not as a gift that you are getting, you are putting in the cupboard and it's okay. Torah has to wake up everybody every day, every hour, every minute. We knew people that they were so connected to Torah and they were so happy with the Torah. They were old people, they were sick people, they were people that had a lot of trouble in their life, but when they said to the Gemara, we could see the shine on their face. They weren't the same people that we saw before. They learned. Because Torah is something that is giving life. Torah is something that is waking up. But it's up to us. How is our attitude to the Torah? If we are preparing ourselves, if we understand what a revolution may make this day of us, then we will have the schus to taste it and to be a part of it and to come in Yirtz Hashem to Yom Kippur. It should go deeper and deeper. I told you in the past, and I'm telling you today, my experience in life is including a lot of kind of people from all the communities that you know, from not so from, very from, and very, very from, and so from that they mean that nobody is from as them. A lot of communities. And I can tell you that all the communities that are living in this world, everybody, more or less, are suffering from something. It may be economic point of view, it may be health point of view, it may be society point of view. Everybody is struggling. Nobody came to this world just to eat ice cream and to go to sleep. Nobody. Even if he will eat ice cream, 100 years, he will have a big trouble with sugar in his blood. Nobody is going over this world silently and pleasantly. Nobody. Everybody struggles. Everybody. Now, it is up to us. If we see people that are connected to Torah, we know that it started in Shavuos. Because Shavuos is Yom Adin, and it will be gepastened upstairs. How much will everybody of you be connected to Torah? Will understand Torah? Will be thirsty to Torah? Will scream by the Torah? As Chazal say, a father and a child are learning Torah. If they are learning silently, and the son is very politely to the father, and he says, "Oh, father, I don't want to tell you, but I think." "What do you think?" "Never mind." So this is not learning. Keep it up. Ho'av u'bnoi she'loimdim Torah b'sha'ar echot nasim oivim ze lo ze. It has to be as an enemy. If your father is saying something that you think that it's not right, you have to scream as if he's killing you. If you will open your eyes and you will see your father is standing near to you with a knife to cut your head, you will scream. You won't say, "Oh, Papa, what's doing?" Because it may be the last words you use. So you'll say, "Papa, if you're standing here 1 minute more, I will take the knife and I will put it on you. You're fighting on your life." Father says a svara in learning, and you understand that it's not right, you have to scream. Because it's something that is, it depends on your life. I saw fathers with children, rabbis with pupils, when they talked in learning, it was so noisy. It was just as a war. Mamish as a war. Somebody is coming to Heichla Yeshiva, and he sees that everybody is sitting silently in his place. and he smiles to his friend, and he doesn't hear no noise, this is maybe a university that is learning Talmud. This is not a yeshiva that learns Gemara. This is not Torah. Torah has to take a person and to shake him, and to make him scream and loud and say to his father, to his rebbe, to his friend, you are talking as an Amoritz. Because he says such things that, as Chazal say, Rachmona Nitzlon Midaitach, God should save me from such a crooked swore as you say. Who said it? Chazal. Chazal that were such Loshen Nekiye. Because it was a war, they understood that they are fighting on their lives. This is Torah. And it depends on this day that is coming, how much we will be concerned, how much we will care about, how much we will be connected to the Torah, not here in Netiv Aryeh. Netiv Aryeh is giving you a way. Netiv means, on Loshon Kodesh, a way. But this way is starting here, and it has to continue when you will be 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 90. Those are those years that will pass. They will say, have you, everybody of you, looking on you now, nice boys, young boys, I'm looking on everybody of you, and I want to think, how will you look like when you will be to the 80? So you can be a very happy man, a father, a grandfather to grandchildren, and to go already with a little bit like this, but you are going, and I'm asking you, where are you going? So you say, I'm going to hear a shir. I have a shir gemore. So you have power to go. You are so happy. You are so busy. And I'm coming into the shir. I can see 10, 20, 30 people. Everybody is laying down his head on the stander. And they are sleeping. And the Magid Shir sees that everybody is sleeping, so it's a Shiloh of Gezer Shein. So he's going also to sleep. So he won't come to this shir tomorrow because he says to his wife, I'm not going in shul, I tell you the truth. They are sleeping there, so to sleep, it'd be better for me to sleep here. Why do I have to go there to sleep with everybody? I'm sleeping here in my own bed, it'd be better. So if you will be to the 90, as somebody that when he opens the Gemara he sleeps, or as somebody that when he opens the Gemara he lives, this is an example. In this, you, with your 10 fingers, you will, now in this Shavuos, you will make for yourself your luck in the future. It's up to you. I know people to the 80, to the 90, they are so ill, you cannot talk with them other things. But if it comes to learning, they are standing on their feet and they are screaming and they are, you see how they live. Nobody from the doctors here in Israel that are giving treatment for old Rosh Hashivas, for old Rebbes, they can't get over it. We know this age, to the 70, to the 80, they lose the appetite of life. They don't have the tooth to knacka, schnitzel, or American love pizza. They don't have the mood to it. So no pizza, and no television, so mutl kehem and doimim as a stone in a bed. In here, you see somebody every minute, somebody else is coming. And he's talking, and he's doing with his hands, he's doing with his feet. Because he's alive. They are talking and learning. The Gemara in Sof Kiddushin says, if you are not connected to learning, you will come to be a little bit older, you will be an old furniture, useless. But if you are learning, so oid yeluvun besevo desheinim v'rananim yiyu. People that are learning are also getting old. And they are passing away. We know of a lot of Levites. Pesach Kvaros is full of Jewish people that went away. But how did they live? How did they use every minute in their life? This was just because of those years, to the 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Those 4 years, they are making you to be here or there. You can start. You can start with the 40, you can start with the 60. But to start with the 40, you have to be Rabbi Akiva. Not everybody is Rabbi Akiva. So suggested is to start now. Recommended is now. It is an opportunity that if we won't talk, it will go away in, it will be pseided the loy hoda. So, I told you, Rosh Yeshiva, that he is one of the persons that you can see. It comes to learning. He's not the same man. Oh! He screams, he dances, springing. This is your Rosh Yeshiva. I told him, I cannot come tomorrow night. I can come tonight. And I can scream in your ears and tell you, boys, don't lose your opportunity of life. This is the day that is coming. That everybody of you can be connected to Torah as God wants for our good. Re'ei, says God, U'bochato b'chaim. Nosati lefanecha, I'm giving you the Torah. Choose it. Take it. Live in it. And when you are talking and learning with your Magichir, talk with him and go into a war as you're fighting of your life. And if it will happen, the one of the boys that are here will talk with his Rebbe in learning, and he will scream, and the Rebbe will have and complain, send your Rebbe to me. I will apologize in your name. You scream and I will apologize. Don't apologize and I should scream. You should scream and I will apologize. This will be a good partnership. So I'm finishing my lecture, my very short lecture, with my blessing. As Chazal say, Al tihi birkas hedyot kalo be'enecho. Everybody can bless, every Jew. I'm blessing you that you will use this big day that is coming, and you will be connected to the learning, and you will learn kochedik, you will learn with a big passion, you will learn with such a feeling that this is your life. You will learn as if somebody says you have to run for the hotel, you have a hotel, this is Olam Hazeh, run away from this hotel, it's a big bomb there, and you have opportunity now, run away, run to the Torah, run to the Gemara. Live in the Gemara and the Torah, and God will give you Yirtzeh Hashem Arichus Yomim Veshonim Toiros. And for me also, that if we will meet in Yirtzeh Hashem, when you will be 80 and I will be 110, you will tell me that I was right in this lecture. I get the Nacht and I get the Yom Tov.